Okay, today's daf is Megillah Daf Yud, and we are on Tes Amud Beis. We are towards the end of the Ein Bein Mishnayis, as we, Be'ez Hashem, today will get into the beginning of the discussion of Psukim, of Drushas, for the last couple of blot here in the first parak of Meseches Megillah. Just one ha'ara on the end of yesterday's Gemara. We have the concept of Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Moridin, which came up by the Kohen Gadol, who substituted for the Kavua Kohen Gadol, because he had a psul on Yom Kippur, and then the original Kohen Gadol came back, so the substitute cannot go back to being a Kohen Hediot, because Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Moridin, once he's up, he cannot go down. So usually we have that principle by objects. Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Moridin. I'm not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah to make anything of lower Kedusha, and everything is lower Kedusha, so that's why you can't sell a Sefer Torah, because that would be Ma'alin Bakodesh V'lo Moridin. But you see from this Gemara that Ma'alin Bakodesh also applies to people. It doesn't only apply to objects, it applies to people. The Kohen Gadol cannot become a Kohen Hediot because of Ma'alin Bakodesh. It applies to the person. Where else do you see this? The Bir Halacha quotes this. The first Bir Halacha in Hilchos Tefillin says that the Shulchan Aruch there comments that we put on our talis before we put on our tefillin. Why? Acher shalavash talis mitsuyats yaniach tefillin shema'alin bakodesh. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Ma'alin Bakodesh v'lo moridin. That's why you put on your talis, which has less kedusha first, and then the tefillin, which has more kedusha. Says the Bir Halacha, al ha'adam ka'i. This is going on about a person, that the person is Ma'alin Bakodesh. Shitzorech leilech midarga ledarga ulehis alos pekdusha. He has to go up step by step in Kedusha. Kimitchila hu rak machase etz atzmo bekisui shel mitzvah. First, he only covered himself with a kisui shel mitzvah, meaning, as we said yesterday, tashmishe mitzvah. Val yidei ha'tfilin hu mekasher etz atzmo bekesher hayichud v'hakdusha. And they put it on the tfilin. We have tashmishe kedusha. We have something more intense, more kadosh, and that's Shem Hashem wrapped around us, Shin and Dalet and Yud, and that is Ma'alin Bakodesh, says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha at the beginning of Hilchos Tefillin. Okay, now we get into the next Mishnah about Bamos. Says the Mishnah, Ein Bein Bama Gedola Labama Katana El Psachim. So we know there are certain times during our history that we were not allowed to bring on Bamos, we weren't allowed to bring on private altars, but the one that we had a Beis HaMikdash, there was an Isser Bamos. When we had a Mishkan, there was an Isser Bamos. But a couple times in history, we had the heter of bringing Karbanos on a Bama. And that was when the Mishkan was not fully a Mishkan in use. There was no Aron there. Nothing was set up with the Aron at its center and everything else around. So when they first went into Eretz Yisrael, Gilgal for a couple of years, and later on by Nov and Givon, after Shiloh was destroyed. So by any of those times, there was a central location where they had a Bama Gedola, but at that time, there was Heterim to give offerings on Bamos Katana in one's own private backyard as well. So what is the difference in terms of the Karbanos that are allowed on Bamos? So the Mishnah says, Psachim. A Karban Pesach is only allowed on a Bama Gedola and not on a Bama Kitana. And as we'll see in the Gemara, that's an example. Zeh klal, this is the rule, kol shu nidav nidav karba Bama. Any voluntary Karban can be brought on a Bama. V'chol she'einar, lo nidav, lo nidav, and anything that is not voluntary, something that is obligatory, einar karba Bama, cannot be brought on a Bama. Because it's a private Karbanos, private voluntary Karbanos can be brought on a Bama Kitana, but Bama Gedolas require the Karban Eschova. Says the Gemara, Psach, only Karban Pesach. That's what the Mishnah says. The only difference is Pesach. The Gemara says, no, Ema Ke'en Psachim. You're right, Pesach is just the type of Karban. It's a category, Ke'en Psachim, Rashi. Kol Chovos HaKavua Lahem Zman Kipsachim. All Chovos that have a Kavua Zman like Karban Pesach. So anything that has a Kavua Zman, that must be brought on a Bama Gedola. Mani, who is this author? Who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shimon, Titania, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Tzibur, Lohe Grivo, El Psachim, also even the Tzibur. We're only Makar Psachim, the Chovosh, a Kavua Lahem Zman. Ava Chovosh, in Kavua Lahem Zman, Hachav Hachal Okara. But if it's not Kavua Lahem Zman, then neither. They were not brought. But you see, from there, Pesach and Chovosh, a Kavua Lahem Zman, that's the sheet of our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Shimon. Once we talk about Bamas, it's always worthwhile to mention the Meshachachma. Two Meshachachmas today. Be'ez Hashem, the first one is the Meshachachma, and it's Hakdama to Vayikra, where the Meshachachma discusses the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban that takes place at the beginning of Vayikra, which is spoken about by many. The Ramban quotes the Moreh Nevuchim in the first parak of Vayikra, and he argues, what is the ultimate purpose of Karbanos? What's the secret? Says the Meshul Chachma, paraphrasing the Machlokas, HaKadmonim Nechalku B'tama Karbanos. The early sages, meaning the Rambam and the Ramban, argue about the Tam of Karbanos. HaMore Omar, the Moreh Nevuchim, the Rambam says, Ki Ulacharchik Leif Ha'adam Yavarizara. The Iker point of Karbanos, as the Rambam says about so many mitzvahs in Moreh Nevuchim, it's the anti-Avodah Zarah mitzvah. Many mitzvahs. The Rambam says this in Chilek Gimel Simen Mem Vav. Vaharamban V'siyato Amrun, the Ramban and those that follow him, right in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes, Ki Ulacharif Kol HaKochos Ha'olamos. No! There's something inherently magical and secretive about serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu with Karbanos. Nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. And that's why the Ramban writes there, Adam and the Avos. Right? Many people get, and Noach, Adam and Noach gave Karbanos even though there was Avodah Zarah in the world. There was nothing in the world. And yet they gave Karbanos. So you see, it's not just anti-Avodah Zarah, says the Ramban. Again, this is a major machlokas, which is discussed at length. Says the Ramban. Says the Meshul Chachma, explaining the Ramban a little bit. V'hu inyan elektri ruchani. Amazing, the Meshul Chachma uses that lashon. Asher bepu'ulos ha-kohen asa gevohos ba'olamos shonim kiyadua. There are unbelievable effects in Shemayim based on the Karbanos. That's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Says the Meshul Chachma, I can make shalom between them. V'ulai yesh lahachriya. I would like to be machriya between the Rambam, who is the anti-Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban, who is the inherent value per se. It depends where you're bringing the Karbanos. Ki a Karbanos, Bama, Karbanos allowed on a Bama outside the centralized location, Heim Rak Lahaka Avodah Zarah, Milavavos Am Yisrael. The Rambam's message is for those that need it outside of the Beis HaMikdash. They need the prevention of Avodah Zarah. L'harchek Avodah Zarah milavavos Am Yisrael. V'lochein tziva, that's why Hashem commands and allows. Ki yaktiru l'shem shemayim. You want to do it outside? Fine. I'll give you an outlet. But l'shem shemayim. Lochein, karbanos Beis HaMikdash. That's nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. That for sure is something special inherently in the Karban. So Rambam, Ramban, Bama, and Mizbeach. Umakar lazeh, and I'll tell you the makar for this. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Perek Paras Chatos, at the end of Zvachim, Ein reach nichoach bebama ktana. Hare de kachei bama elam the reach nichoach. There's no reach nichoach, meaning it's not ultimately for Hashem. It's just preventative, so we don't have difficulty with Avodah Zarah. But then the Meshul Chachma says what's important for us now. Ubaze yuvan ha-da'ama Rav Nasan. What Rav Nasan says in the Darim Chafes. Hanoder ki'ilu bana bama. V'hamakaimo ki'ilu hikrav alav v'karban. Making a neder is like building a bama. Why? What's a neder? A neder is someone who feels that the 365 los ases aren't enough for him. He has to take extra precautions. He's being pulled, and his yitzhahara is going to get control of him. So he makes a neder. It's preventative. That's exactly what a bama is. Hainu shebama he ligdar asbo me avodah zarah. Avol bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam uoser rasha. B'mashe go asbo me avodah zarah. B'had debod bama. When we have a beis hamikdash, there's an iser bamos. Because you want to prevent avodah zarah, go to the beis hamikdash. We have both reasons. Halo Hashem beichal kachov yachol lakir b'hamikdash. Kein hanoder who wrote to ligdar asbo me deder. Avolu mosif pesha shekvar gidraso haTorah ba'asharoseha hamiiros einayim. The Torah has already given us much that creates guards for us. So that is the Meshul Chachma having to do with Nedarim and Bamos as we have here. Just add on one other point in the continuation. The next paragraph, Meshul Chachma talks about Megillah Daf Yud, which is our daf today. Beis Hashem, we're going to have, I'll just foreshadow now, but we're going to have the Shita of Reb Chaim Cohen in Megillah Daf Yud, Tosfos, quoted in Megillah. Then we're going to have the Sugya of Kidsha and Lo Kidsha La'asilavo, whether the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael or the Beis HaMikdash Yerushalayim stays forever. So, there's a Machlokas Tanam, we'll see. But the Shita of Reb Chaim Cohen is that even if you say that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim is not eternal, Lo Kidsha La'asilavo, the Isser of being Makriv on a Bama will stay. Once Yerushalayim, that's it. There's an Isser Bamos forever, even if you say Lo Kidsha La'asilavo. That's a huge chiddush. Why should that be? The simpler understanding, as we'll see of the Gemara, and the Gemara is elsewhere, is that they all go together. If there's still Kedusha, so then you're allowed to be Makrav Karbanos, and you have an Isser Bamos. Reb Chaim Cohen is saying no. Even if you're not allowed to be Makrav Karbanos, because there's an Isser, they're Lokit Shalas Elavo, but you still, there's an Isser Bamos. Why? Says the Meshech Chachma, I have a Sod. Ubazen is Galilee Sod. There was a Sod, a secret. It came to me. To explain Reb Chaim Cohen in Megillah Daf Yud, why is there an Isser Bamos even if there's Ovar Kedusha? Why? Because the Gemara says in Yuma and Sanhedrin, Mishum Ta'ashik Nesagadola Batlinu Liyisr Davodazara. The Ashik Nesagadola, as we know, killed the Yetzer Hara for Avodazara. They even wanted to take the one for Arias, but the world couldn't exist. They had to just blind it. Im Cain. But if that's true, then post Beis HaMikdash, there's no more Avodazara. And a Bama is all about prevention of Avodah Zarah, according to what I said, says the Meshech Chachma. Memela, there is no heter of Bamos, no matter what. Im kein su, ein sarach lahakr babama, ligdar ha'am me'avodah Zarah. Ve'ein chayfetz la'ashem, babakar uvatzon bebama, she'enam l'reich lichawach, rach b'shvil lahagdiram, shelo yakribu la'avodah Zarah. The only purpose of the Bama is to prevent you from being led astray. But if there's no Yetzahara anymore for Avodah Zarah, as the Gemara explains it, Yuma Daf Samach Tes, Im Kein Suki Batla Yitzra Avodah Zarah, Aser Lahakriv Bibama. That is the Chiddush of the Meshech Chachma, giving a Svarav for the Shita of Reb Chaim Cohen. Okay, there's a lot more there, but that's Meshech Chachma number one for today. Okay, now we get up to the last Ein Bein. The last Ein Bein on the bottom now of Tesma Base. Ein bein Shilo liYerushalayim. Halachic differences between Shilo, where the Mishkan was for 369 years, and Yerushalayim, Ella, and the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, which was up for 410 and then 420. Ella she b'Shilo, Ochlin kachshe kalim u'maiser sheni b'chol haroeh. In Shilo, kachshe kalim and maiser sheni could be eaten at a further distance. B'chol haroeh, as long as you can see Shilo, you can eat kachshe kalim and maiser sheni. Ubi Yerushalayim l'fnim anachoma. And in Yerushalayim, no, only within the walls of the city. Kachshe kalim. I think I mentioned in the past the historical amazing fact that if you go to Shilo today, two of the ways that they know that where exactly the Mishkan was when it was in Shilo, and they have an area which is the exact dimensions. How do they know? Number one, because they found an olive press and a wine press right next to each other, right near there in that area, which is unusual to have olive and wine in the same spot. Usually it's in different places, and here, right outside the Beis HaMikdash, you needed it for the wine and for the oil. And number two, in all the surrounding areas that overlook this spot, they found shards, broken pottery. Masha Enkin, if you just go over the hills in all the surrounding areas, nothing, zero. Archaeologists didn't find anything. Why? Because Kachshe Kalim, this Mishnah right here, by Shilo you could eat B'chol HaRoeh. So in all the areas that could see that spot, they ate. But what happens to a kli after they used it to cook the carbon in? Becomes no, sir, it's cheres. You have to break it. That's why there are all these shards all over the place. They're all from the Zman HaMikdash. Masha'enki, just on the other side, a few hundred feet on the other side of the mountain, there's nothing. Why? Because you weren't allowed to eat it there. So they didn't bring it there. Unbelievable. That's why Shilo oth eats B'chol She'kalim B'maiser Sheni B'chol HaRoeh. And Yerushalayim, not so. Yerushalayim eats lefnim and achoma only. That is the limit where you're allowed to eat it. It is interesting that if you think about this, so Yerushalayim has a smaller area to eat it. So does that mean what? The Kedusha of Shiloh spreads farther? So, no, that can't be. Says the Simsei Chachamim here, again, one of the Achronim on the Masechta. He says, no. But rather, the point is, whenever you have something more Kadosh, it's smaller. It's a smaller area. The most holy area in the entire world is tiny. The Kodesh Kodashim, it's small. Then you go out to the Heichal, and then you go out to the Azara. So just because it takes up more space doesn't mean that it's more Kodesh. It might even mean that it is less Kodesh. And just related to this is the Lundish question that we say, fine, Shilo, you're allowed to eat B'chol HaRoeh. So what does that mean? B'chol HaRoeh. I'm allowed to eat in this spot where I'm standing. So does this spot have the Kedusha of Mishkan, where I'm standing? I could see it over there. Is this Mishkan? Says the Brisker Rav in Parshas Re'eh, no way. This is not Mishkan. it's considered enough lifnei Hashem to eat the kachet kalim, but it's not Mishkan. There's a heter achila, but it's not Mishkan. So again, that also fits into the question that we just said, al derech hashkafa, in terms of, oh, does it mean it has more kedusha? No. It's just a larger, more flexible definition of what does it mean, lifnei Hashem. And that's why, let's say, there's no psul yotze going from the area that could see the Mishkan to an area that can't see the Mishkan. There's a psul yotze by the walls of Yerushalayim. Why? Because eating it b'chala roe is not a din in the makom. It's a din in the heter achila. The gavra can eat it here because it's considered lifnei Hashem. But there's no status to this makom that if you go out of it, you know, it would be nifsal b'yotze, so to speak. So again, that's an important ha'ara that the heter to eat, it doesn't give this place extra kedusha. It's just the heter achila, says the Brisker Rav in Parshas Re'eh. Second half of the Mishnah, v'kan v'kan, but here and there, when it comes to Shiloh and Yerushalayim, kachi kachim nechalon lefinim and akloim, kachi kachim, the chatas and the asham and the karban mincha are only eaten lefinim and akloim within the curtains. Curtains, there was no curtains in the Beis HaMikdash. The Ritva says this is to include the Mishkan. Include the Mishkan, that's why it says Lefnim Min HaKlaim in that regard. And then the Mishnah adds Kedushas Shiloh Yesh Achareha Heter, the Kedushas Yerushalayim Ein Achareha Heter. Shiloh had a Heter, meaning after Shiloh was dismantled. That's a better word than saying destroyed, as I used before, even though there are, we have a kina about Churban Shiloh, but really the Aron was taken. And that's basically the Churban. That they just put it away. I mean, Rashi in the quotes Chazal, Ala Torah, that the Mishkan really was never destroyed. And that's the crushim, or omdim la ol, actually shitim omdim. The Medrash says, omdim la adol ol me'olamim. They were just put away. They were never destroyed. Right, we call it a Churban Shiloh, but really that's just because it was stopped being used, but it doesn't mean that there was an actual destruction. The Aron was taken by the Plishtim, but the boards are still Omei Le'olam Uli Omei Olamim. But so Shiloh has a Heter, after Shiloh was dismantled, so then there was a Heter Bamos. Uktushas Yerushalayim Ein Acharei Heter. But once Yerushalayim started, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, so then there is no Heter Bamos ever afterwards. And again, we mentioned the Chiddush, Reb Chaim Cohen, now we can look at it, right in the minute, Tosfos Umay. Tosfos says, Reb Chaim Cohen, he asked it based on a Gemara later on in a couple of lines for now, but he quotes in the middle of the skinny lines, Tekuli Amamodo, Tebishabo, Yerushalayim, Nasr, Abamos, Veshuv, Lo Hayalam, Heter. Everybody agrees to that. We'll see what his question is, that he brought that answer, B'ezras Hashem, in a couple of minutes. Okay, but now let's continue the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Shamati Shemakrivin Beveis Chonyo Bisman Hazeh. Rabbi Yitzchak said, I have heard that we are makriv in Beis Chonyo in this time. Who is Beis Chonyo? Chonyo was a son of Shimon HaTzadik, who, based on a story at the end of Menaches, had to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he went to Mitzrayim. He built an altar, a bama there in Mitzrayim. There is a machlokas, Tanaim there, whether it was L'shem Shemayim or L'shem Avodah Zarah. So let's assume that it was L'shem Shemayim. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, I've heard that you keep me makriv there. Bizman hazeh. So, what does that mean? What about an Isser Bamos? Right? So the Gemara says, Kasavar, Beis Chonyo La Beis Avodah Zarah, he, Rabbi Yitzchak, must hold, or this halacha that he heard of must be holding that Beis Chonyo was L'Shem Shemayim, it was not a Beis Avodah Zarah. Or else, how could he be makriv there? Right? It relates to what we discussed a couple of days ago, making a church into a shul. V'kasavar, Kedusha Rishona, Kitchel Shaita, V'lo Kitchel Asalavo. And it must be that he also holds that the original Kedusha of Yeshua ben Nun, when he went in, once Bnei Yisrael went into Galus, it was Kadosh for its time, but it was not eternally Kadosh. Lo kidsha lo asilavo. Tichsiv ki lo vasim ad ata el ha-menucha ve-el ha-nachala. What does that refer to? You have not yet come to the menucha and to the nachala. Menucha zu Shiloh, nachala zu Yerushalayim. Menucha is a reference to Shiloh, and nachala is a reference to Yerushalayim in the same pasuk. And the Gemara therefore has a hekish between Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash. Makish nachala l'menucha. My menucha yesh acharea heter. Af nachala yesh acharea heter. Just like menucha, Shiloh, has a heter after it, so do nachala yesh acharea heter. And that's why, because the kedusha doesn't continue, you're allowed to be makriv bebeis chonyo. That is what the Gemara says at this stage. At this stage. Ask Tosfos on top. How could he give any carbon v'chutz laretz? Bamos are in Eretz Yisrael. Generally, ask Tosfos on top Kasha. Heich makrivim sham betuma. Da'gazru tuma l'eretz ha'amim. Chazawar gozru tuma on all chutz la'aretz. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, the shema l'gabe ha l'gazru chachamim tuma. Regarding hakravas karbonos, they weren't gozer tuma. Kiva shemina Torah yachol la'akriv mido raisa. You give a karb once as a heter bamos, Eretz Yisrael doesn't matter. So he says l'gabe ha, maybe Chazal wasn't gozer tuma. Okay, says the Gemara, Amrulai, they said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Amart, did you really say this? Did you really say this, that Makrivin Beveis Chani Bezman Azeh? Amrulo, he says, no, I never said it. Amar Rav Elokim, he says, my goodness, Amrav Gamir Nolamina, he did. I have the recording, I learned it from him. So what are you talking about? So it must be that when Rabbi Yitzchak said no, he was being chozerbo. Umay time akahadarbe. Why was he being chozerbo? Mishem kasha the Rav Mari, because of Rav Mari's question on him from our Mishnah. To Moshe Rav Mari, Rav Mari asked on Rabbi Yitzchak about makrivim meischanyo. It says kedushas shilo yeshachre heter, kedushas Yerushalayim ein achre heter. Our Mishnah says the favorite that after Yerushalayim ain achre heter. So how could you give karbanas in Beis Chanyo in Mitzrayim? The question is, how did Rabbi Yitzchak not know the Mishnah? It's a Mishnah! How did he not know it? That's Tosa's question in Umay. Hiksha Reb Chaim, Umitchila Hechi Amar Lemilsei, V'chilo Haya Yodea HaMishnah, following Shkuras B'fiko, everybody knew Mishnah is there. V'od Kasha, and the other question is, we're about to see in a couple of minutes, Bez Hashem, that this is really a Machlokas Tanoim. So why was he Chozer Bo? He could have just said, I don't like the other Tana. So how did he not know the Mishnah, and then why was he chozer bo in the end anyway? V'od kasha kivan ditanoihi amai hoderbe leiman odami kamandar alokicha. And that's where Reb Chaim comes up with his chiddush, which the Meshech Chachma explained in the Hakdamah to Vayikra, that even according to the Manda Omar, lo kicha lasalavo, that's the machlokas tanoim, but everybody would agree that the Isser Bamos still stays. And that's why he was chozer bo. Okay, says the Gemara now. So why do we die? Why the Gemara is asked on Rabbi Yitzchak? How could he say this is against our Mishnah? The Otznan, and there's another Mishnah that it is against. Mishabol Yerushalayim. The Mishnah says at the end of Zvachim, Mishabol Yerushalayim, and then the Zvachim, the Shtais go through the whole history. Heter Bamos, Isser Bamos, Heter Bamos, Isser Bamos, back and forth. The whole history of the Jewish people. Mishabol Yerushalayim, Esra Bamos, once they came to Yerushalayim, the last stage of history. Regarding this halacha, ne'esru habamos v'lo hayalem od heter. Bamos became aser once they came to Yerushalayim, and there was never another heter. V'hi haisa l'nachala, and that was l'nachala, and it was l'nachala forever. So you see, the Mishnah says there was an isur bamos. So what's Rabbi Yitzchak talking about? So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi, really, this issue, whether the original Kedusha is eternal or not, is a machlokes Tanoim. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, in Idios, Amar Eliezer, Shamati, Kishayu Bonim Beheichal, I heard when they used to build the Heichal, when they came back, Osin Klaim LaHeichal, Uklam Lazar, they used to put up curtains. It took them a while, Rashi quotes, it took them 22 years from start to finish. It took them a while to build the Beis HaMikdash. So as they were working, they put up curtains instead of the walls. Klaim for around the Heichal area, around the Azarah area, El Sheb Heichal Bonim Mibachutz, in the Heichal area, they put the curtains in and they built from the outside, Ubazar Bonim Mibifnim, and in the Azarah, they built from the inside. They don't want to stand inside the Heichal as they built, they put on the inner border, and they stood there. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, that is number one. So they the first Shita. And the Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Shamati Shemakriv, and Alpha Bishain Bias. Rabbi Yeshua says, you can be Makriv even without a bias, even without the Beis HaMikdash. Mashma, the first opinion, didn't hold that. That's the Machlokas Tanan. It's Mashma that there they had to build it, the first opinion. And Rabbi Yeshua comes along and says, no, you can be Makriv even without a Beis HaMikdash. Ochlin Kachi Kachim Alpha Bishain Klaim. Kachim Kalma Meiser Shani Alpha Bishain Choma. Mipnei Shekedusha Rishona Kitsha Lashaita, the Kitsha Laasid. Lava, because the original Kedusha stays. Mechad, Rabbi Lazar, Sava, Lo Kitcha Lasa Lava, and Rabbi Eliezer, the first opinion, must not hold that Shita, and he holds Lo Kitcha Lasa Lava. Semicolon, stop there for a moment. Rabbi Shua said, we're Makrav Karbana. So, Rabbi Zman Azeh. So, Me'ikir Adin, Mitzad, the Kedusha Shebo, we would be able to be makrib bizman aseh. But post can point out there are many other problems with not being makrib bizman aseh. Right, among others, big day kahuna and kohanim muchzakim and not kohanim miyuchasim. Right, there are a number of issues that are still preventing us from being makrib kabbadis bizman aseh. Also, knowing exactly where the mizbeach was. We mentioned in the past, the Rambam, who talks about the Makom HaMizbeach being Mechuvan B'Yoser. We don't play games. We need a Navi, the Rambam says, to tell us where, they needed a Navi in Bayis Sheni, but we need a Navi to tell us exactly where the Mizbeach is. The Rambam says in the second parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, HaMizbeach Mekomo Mechuvan B'Yoser, Ve'in Meshanen Oso Mimkomo La'olam, Uba Mikdash Ne'akad Yitzchak Avinu, She'ne'amar V'lech L'chol Eres HaMoria, V'chulu. And umisores biyad akol, and it's a misores biyad everybody. Shamakom shabanabo Davidu Shlomo Amizbeach Begorin Aravna Hu Amakom Shabanabo Avraham Amizbeach. Vakalav Yitzchak. There's a misora that is in the same spot. David and Shlomo and Avraham Yitzchak. Vamakom Shabanabo Noach Kishiyatzam and Ateva. And that's exactly where Noach built the Mizbeach when he came out of the Teva. Vua Mizbeach Shigrol of Kain Vehevel Upo Hikriv Adam Arishon Kishinivra Karban. It's been a busy place in history. Adam, Kain and Hevel, Noach, Avram and Yitzchak, David and Shlomo. It was all on the same exact spot. Umidos hamizbeach mechuvanos harbei vitzurasu yidua ish mi ish. Umizbeach shebanu b'nei agola ke'ein mizbeach she'asid libanos asuhu vein lahosav al midasov lo legroa mimena. And then the Rambam says, Ushlosha neviim alu imam en agola. Three neviim came up during Bayis Sheni. Echad heim lehem ha-makom ha-mizbeach. One of them testified about the makom ha-mizbeach. That was the Beis HaLevi's diak. What do you need a navi for that? Just figure it out based on sources. Maybe this was that of the Misora. And once something's out of the Misora, so then it is out. Right? This was one of his rayas, one of his bases for rejecting the tchelas. But that is, but that's the Mizbeach is mechuvan exact, so we don't know exactly where it is. Exact. So that's another reason why we can't be, give karbanos, but at least theoretically, regarding the Kedusha, we are makriv afalpi she'ein sham bayis. So we said it is a machlokes tanam. Let's continue a little more, and then we got to talk about the Rambam and Baalei Tosfos, where all the action is. Amarle, the continues the Gemara. Amarle, Ravina the Ravashi. Mimai, how do I know that this is true? This is really a machlokes tanam, whether the original kedusha rishona is kishul asalavo or not. Dilma, the kuliyama kedusha rishona kishul ashaita v'kishul asalavo. Maybe everybody agrees to that it is kishul asalavo. Umar my desham yalei ka'amar. Umar my desham yalei ka'amar. Everybody agrees that there is kedusha, but the question is whether you can give karbanos. Rashi v'lo mishum tzara kedusha. V'chitema kilayim l'blazer l'amaliso. If you say that is kitchel asilavos, what do you need the curtains for? The kedusha is all there anyway. Tznius ba'alma. That's just for tznius. Right, as they build it, they shouldn't be mazing their eyes on the area. So who says this is a machlokas tanoim here? About kedusha rishona kishul asalavo or not? So the Gemara is going to go into, okay, the previous was not a muchrach raya, but the following will prove that it is a machlokas tanoim. Okay, and we'll get to that, Beis Hashem, in a couple of minutes. But first, Baalei Tosfos, throughout Shas, in Zvachim, and in Makos Daf Yud Tes, and right here, all discuss limitations of this machlokes, whether kishul asalavo or lo kishul asalavo. Tosfos, and they go in opposite directions. Look, there's a long Tosfos in Zvachim. Amdaf Samach HaMabeis, going over to Samach Aleph HaMan Aleph, where he quotes different deos and he quotes opposite deos. We'll quote this as a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. But he quotes opposite deos. If you look in the Tosfos in Makos, on Dav Yud Tes HaMan Aleph, it's one of the deos in Baalei Tosfos, he quotes that there is a distinction. And the Rambam also holds that there is a distinction. The problem is that the Rambam and the Tosfos go in opposite directions. The distinction is between the Kedusha of all of Eretz Yisrael and the Kedusha of Har HaBayis Yerushalayim. There's a distinction. This machlokes about kishul asalavo or not is only about blank, but not about blank. Which way? So Tosfos says, Devadai, Kedusha's bias lo kitsha. The for sure, says Tosfos, that the Kedusha of Yerushalayim and Har HaBayis, that is for sure not Kadosh Lasalavo. Once there's a Beis HaMikdash, Yerushalayim loses its Kedusha. The whole machlokes is regarding Shar Eretz Yisrael. V'yesh lama devadeh, Kedusha's bayis lo kidsha, aval Kedusha's ha'aretz, kidsha l'asalava linyan maisros. That's where there is a, machlokes. That is Tosfos. If you look in the Rambam, a very much discussed Rambam, the Rambam says just the opposite. The machlokes of kidsha l'asalava. And what do we paskin? We paskin Yerushalayim is kidsha l'asalava, and Shaar Eretz Yisrael is not kidsha l'asalava. So the Rambam goes in the opposite direction of Tosfos. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Perek Vav. Ubamen is kacha b'kdusha rishona shekidsha shlomo shu kidesh ha'azara. V'Yerushalayim l'shaita v'kidesh osan l'asalava. Lefichach, and he passes like Rabbi Yeshua. Makriven a karbanos kulan ava bishein shom bayis panui. You could give karbanos even without a base of migdash. Ve'ochlin kashik kachim b'chol azara, even though it's desolate. Well, this is all about Kedushas Yerushalayim, Kitsha L'Shaita, the Kitsha La'asilavo. The Ravid here argues. The Ravid says Svaras Atzmo Hizu. There are many Mishnayos all over, says the Ravid, that seem to say that there is no Kedusha anymore, Bizman Hazeh. And then the Ravid ends off with his, and he says, well, even before he ends off, he says that they knew. Yerushalayim al-Mikdash, lo amar, lefi shahaya yodeya Ezra, shahamikdash v'Yerushalayim asidin lehishtanos, ule hiskadesh kiddush acher, olamei olami, bikavod Hashem la'olam. Ezra knew that this was temporary. And as we've quoted in the past, many knew that it was temporary. That's what the Ramban discusses in Parshas Bo and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that they kept all the Persian names and they wrote the Talmud Bavli and Talmud Yerushalmi in Aramaic because they knew it was temporary. But then the Ravid adds his very controversial lines. Kach nigle misod Hashem li reyav. This was a vision that I had. Okay, that's also a cool line. Lefichach, then the Ravid adds, hanichnas atasham. Ein bo karis. The Ravid sometimes is misquoted as saying, oh, you're allowed to walk onto Har HaBayis bezman hazeh. The Ravid does not say that. The Ravid says, if you walk on there, there's no karis today. Most achronim assume that means it's still us, or maybe even us a daraisa. There's just no karis. All the achronim, the contemporary achronim, discuss this in articles from 1967, when, after the Six-Day War, we got the Kotel back. So the question is, going on to Har HaBayis. So Rav Avadia Yosef and Rav Zsolti and all of the poskim at that time got into the act in terms of discussing Kedushas Har HaBayis, especially this Ravid. The Meiri in Shavuos Daf Tezvav, they were from the same country. The Meiri and the Ravid were both from Provence. The Meiri quotes, I've never been in Eretz Yisrael, but I've heard that people walk on Har HaBayis today. That's the Mesorah that he quotes. So some people put that Mesorah of the Meiri with the Ravid. Oh, it must be the Ravid says it's Mutter. But if you read this Ravid, Stam, he doesn't say it's Mutter. He just says, Ein Bokaris. But either way, he argues on the Rambam says that Kedushas Yerushalayim is Kitsha L'Asalavo. But then the Rambam says, in the other direction of Tosfos, Kedushas Eretz Yisrael is not Kitsha L'Asalavo. L'Amani Omer, Ben Mikdash, V'Yerushalayim, Kedusha Rishona, Kedusha Asan L'Asalavo, U'Pekedusha Shar Eretz Yisrael, Linyin Shvius, U'Maisros, V'Chayose Bohen, Lo Kitsha L'Asalavo. Opposite directions. Now the question is why? Again, a well-known formulation. Why is Kedushas Yerushalayim eternal and not Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Why isn't Kedushas Eretz Yisrael eternal? Says the Rambam, Lefi, Shekedushas HaMikdash V'Yerushalayim Ipnei HaShchina V'Shchina Eina B'Tela. Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash is forever, because once Hashem's presence rests there, it's forever. V'Hara Yomer V'Hashimosi Es Mikdashechem. The Amru Chachamim, Afal Pisha Shomim B'Kedushas and Him Omdim. They still have Kedusha. Aval Chiyav Ha'aretz B'Shviyas U'B'Maisras Eino Elam Ibnei Shehu Kibush Rabim. But the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was dependent and created by conquering. The Kivan Shenilkecha Ha'aretz Midehem. And once the land was conquered from them, Batala Kibush. One Kibush undermines a previous kibush. V'niftarim and atarim and amaisus and ashviyas shari'ena Eretz Yisrael. V'kibun shala Ezra v'kidsha. But once Ezra came along, Kedusha Rishon is lo kidsha l'asalavo. And that's why it wasn't forever. But then the Rambam now adds, Kedusha Shniyah is kidsha l'asalavo. Kedusha Shniyah, so there's different borders. When Ezra came up, that is forever. And that continues ad hayom hazeh. V'kibush she'ala Ezra v'kitsha lo kitsha v'kibush ela b'chazaka she'hechziku ba. Ezra did not sanctify it by conquering, but by settlement. Right, he had reshus to do it. Lefichach kol makom she'hechziku ba oli bavel v'niskadish b'kedushas Ezra hashnia hari hu mekudesh hayom. That's the Rambam's lashon, that this chiluk of kibush and chazaka. Kibush could be undone by kibush, but chazaka cannot be undone by kibush. And the Kesef Mishnah just throws up his hands. I don't know why. What is the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says, the Kesef Mishnah says, Ein yodeya, ma koach chazaka godo mi koach kibush, v'lama lo nomar bechazaka gam kein, mi shenilkecha ha'aretz miyadenu, but la chazaka. Visu Barishona she's got to be kibush lo hayshav chazaka. By Yeshua they had kibush and then chazaka. So he says v'tzarech li iyun. No answer is given. That's the Kesef Mishnah. So the Acharonim will suggest their own answers for the Rambam. Why is chazaka greater than kibush? So the Tosfos Yantiv says on the Mishnah in Idios that, well, if we have reshus, then Rishus is given. And once we went up and settled it with Rishus, then that's it. No, it's not, it was given to us by the other nations. And if it was given to us by the other nations, so that's it. It can never be taken away. If we conquered something ourselves, then it could get undone. But if other people gave us the Rishus, it's kind of like the Meshul Chachma's letter about the Balfour Declaration. When he says, the Taina of the Shalosh Shvuos, in the end of Ksubis, he said after the Balfour Declaration, his Lashon was Sar Pachad HaShvuos, in a letter. That you don't have to worry about the Shvuos anymore, because the nations gave the Jewish people a right to build a Jewish homeland. Therefore, Sar Pachad HaShvuos said the Meshul Chachma. So that is one idea, says the Tosfos Yantef. But the Reb Soloveitchik gave a couple of suggestions to explain this Rambam, why Chazaka is different than kibush. It's different. His form, in one of his formulations, he says by Yehoshua. You know why? What does the Rambam mean by kibush and chazaka? Is it going from out in or from in out? From in the first one, Yehoshua kibush. That means they conquered out. They went Yericho and slowly until they got to Eretz Yisrael. So that's one direction, and that could be undone because what was the root of that? Conquering and battling. What does chazaka mean? Settlement? What did Ezra start? First they went back to Yerushalayim and built the Beis HaMikdash and had they didn't have the Aron, but the Aron was underneath. It was underneath in the ground, and from there radiated out the Kedusha and the chazaka. So that stays forever. Because that at the root, the center, is the Aron. Not just they had the Aron in the first one, but that the Kedusha went out from in. They didn't start with the Beis HaMikdash. The Meshul Chachma, and this is the second one of the day, or the third one if you count the letter I just quoted, the Meshul Chachma says in Parshas B'Shalach, maybe an idea that is just the opposite of everything we've said. The first one was greater. Kibush is greater than chazaka, and that's why it can be undone. Why? Explains the Meshul Chachma. Sometimes the greater you have of something, the more delicate it is. If you have a larger balloon, so then if you pop it, it makes a larger sound. Says the Meshul Chachma, there's a Gemara. Gemara about this. The Gemara tells us in Bechoros, on Daf Mem Zayin, that if a Leviya, a Bas Levi, is Nivala Be'ilas Nus, she could still eat Maaser Rishon. But if a Kohenes is Nivala Be'ilas Nus, she is like a Zara. She not only cannot eat Truma, she can't even eat Maaser Rishon. So the greater they are, the harder they fall. Because she started off as a Kohenes, so then once she's Nifsal totally, she becomes like a Zara. Mashenkin, a Leviya who wasn't great to begin with. So says the Meshul Chachma, when it comes to the first kibush, where they went following the Aron, and it was Al Yidei Yoshua and Neviim, and unbelievable, they get to the base of Migdash Gilu Shechina. So once they lost that, Kikhatu Yisrael Pachak Dushasan Lagamre, Vavikilu Lo Nechbishu, by Sheni, there wasn't an Aron, there wasn't Shechina, there wasn't Eish, the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Yuma, the five things that were missing, it was a much, much less base of Migdash. So if it was a much less base on Migdash, so then it can last. It's more of under the radar. So therefore, the Kedusha isn't lost. And why? What is this doing in Beshalach? Because it says Say Chazal, and the Meshul Chachma explains, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa. The first phrase is referring to Bia Rishona. It has Hashem's name in it, because the Aron was the focus. Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa, Zeh Bia Shnia, that was without the Aron, without the Gilui Shechina. But, this second Kedusha is tiviemo, is planted on the har. It's natua forever. Because mikdash Hashem koni yadecha. This is leading into the third base of mikdash. And he gives another pshat there, but it is not for now, for us right now. Okay, as a couple of different suggestions for the Rambam's distinction. First of all, between Kedushas Yerushalayim and Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and then between Kedusha Rishona and Kedusha Shnia. So we are about 7 lines up from the bottom. Ela Kihani Tanoi, the following, last skinny line. The following is the Machlokas Tanoim. Titania, Amar Rabbi Shalva Rabbi Yossi, Lama Manu Chachamim Es Elu. Why do the Chachamim tell us in the last parak of Arachin, when it lists off the walled cities, why do we need a list of certain cities and not other cities? Shekisha Alu B'nei HaGola Matzu Es Elu V'Kitchem. Because when they went up for Bayesheni, they found these cities and sanctified them. Avala Rishonas Batlu, Mishabala Ha'ares, but the earlier ones were nullified. Alma Kasavak, the Shirishona, Kitchel Lashayav, Gelo Kitchel Lasalavo. We know walled cities have special status. We'll get to those halachas of Hashem in a couple of minutes. But you see from this brisa, the author of this brisa holds lo kishel asalavo, because the walled cities lost their status. V'raminu bo'anminu, we learned, Amar Rabbi Shaul Rabbi Yossi, same person talking, v'chielu bilvad hayu. These were the only ones, v'alukfar ne'mar, shishim ir kol chevel argov. V'ksiv kol eila arim bitzuros choma gavoa. So it says there are plenty of walled cities. Why these? They sanctified them. Kidshum, what do you mean? Hashta, ha'ami lo tzricha l'kdusha. You don't have to be mekadosh them. They exist. Elamatsu es eluv umanum. They just found these cities and counted them. V'lo elu bilvada, not only these, elakol shetal alacha mesoras b'yadcha mi'avosecha. If you have any mesora, shemukef eschoma mi'imos Yeshua bin Nun, call, and from the times of Yeshua ben Nun, call a mitzvah salalo noagin, but all these mitzvahs of a house in a walled city are noeg. Mibnei shekdusha rishona kitzel l'shaita v'kitzel l'asalavo. Because of this, you see, kasha derishal derishmal. So it's a kasha, right? These are the two mandamars between kitzel l'asalavo or not. But here, the problem is, it's the same author. So trei tanoi, leave it to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Either a machlokes within his shita, v'bayisema, or harabaza Rabbi Yossi amra. Or the latter one is really Reb Elazar Reb Yossi. The Tanya, the Brisa says, we had earlier, Reb Elazar Reb Yossi Amar Asher Lo Choma, that's a Kriyan Ksiv, Aval Pi She'ein Lo Achshav, V'haylo Kodem Lachem. So Lo, Lamed Vav, it had it, Lo, Lamed Aleph, it doesn't have it now, it still has the Kedusha and its Kitsha La Asid Lav. Which mitzvos apply uniquely to a bias, a house in a walled city? So Rashi already gives us a couple of them. On top right, Rashi says, Shiluach Mitzorah, sending a Mitzorah out from a walled city, because it is Kedusha, Kriyas HaMegillah on the 15th, V'habayis Cholotba, L'sof Shana, right? That's the first, number one and three in Rashi, are the Da'araisis. Shiluach Mitzorah, and the fact that a house is Cholot after a year. You have a year to buy the house back, and afterwards, it is Nechlat, it stays with the buyer forever. Okay. Let's continue now. The second part of the first parak of Maseches Megillah. Now we have the next 6-7 blot. Darshin, many, many psukim in the Megillah. As we said on Daf Beis, maybe we darshin more psukim in this sefer than any other sefer, because this sefer is the segue, is the transitionary sefer. It was the last one that got into Tanakh, but it is the beginning, really, of Torah Shebal Peh also. It doesn't even have Hashem's name in it. So it's Torah Shebal Peh that is written down. Or it's Torah Shebichsav with a little Torah Shebal Peh elements to it, whatever the formulation is. So we start with the beginning. Vahibi me'achash ve'rosh. Amar Rabbi Levi v'tamer Rabbi Yonasan. Dover zem esaris bi'adenu mi'anshe knesses agadola. Kol makom shemer vayehi eino elo lashon sa'ar. Vayehi is always a lashon of pain. Vayehi b'me'achash ve'rosh havei haman. Haman came right afterwards. Vayehi b'me'shvot ha'shoftim havei ra'av. Right? So there was a famine. So by all of vayehi's, the Marsha even says, Vayehi is it's a conjunction, Vay, Hai. It's like two Lashonos of groaning. That's Vayehi. We'll get back to Vayehi soon, Bezrim again, but let's just continue the thought first. By all of them, the evil comes right away. By the Dar that build the Migdal Bavel. Vayehi b'me'am Raphael asu milchama. Vayehi b'yos Yoshua b'yericho v'char b'shlufa b'yado. Vayhi Hashem es Yehoshua, vayimalu b'nei Yisrael. There was a me'ila by Achan. Vayhi ish echar min haramatayim, ki es chana ohev, v'Hashem sogar rachma, but chana was barren. Vayhi kasher zakan Shmuel, v'hochu banav bidrachav. Vayhi David l'chol drachav maskil, v'Hashem imo, Vayhi Shaul oyenes David. Shaul put his eye on David, was very upset at David. Vayhi kasher yash ki yashav hamelech bebeiso, rakata lo tibne habayis. When the king was sitting in his house, he's told, you won't build. Remember that story, first Hashem, that Navi, Nasar Navi, gives the Rishus for David to build a Beis HaMikdash, and then that night Hashem appears to Nathan and says, go back to David and tell him he can't build a Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi there, amazing Rashi there in Shmuel Beis, where Rashi quotes the Medrash that says, why did they have to wake him up in the middle of the night for? Just wait till the morning. He couldn't let the Navi sleep through the night. So the Rashi says that no, he told the Navi, David is a Zariz. If you told him he could build a Beis HaMikdash, he's probably making phone calls already. He's doing everything. He doesn't waste time. He has an idea. He does it. So stop him right now. Stop him right now. That's another Vayehi that he's being told that he can't build the Beis HaMikdash. The Pnei Yeshua points out that the first Vayehi is different than all the other ones. All the other ones have the evil, have the negative right afterwards, the next Pasuk. And Vayehi B'Me'ach HaShveirosh, you have a couple Prakim until Haman comes on the scene. So why is it? How is this? It's not parallel. So the Pnei Yeshua here says, well, maybe it is. Because if you turn the page to the Yud Beis Amud Aleph, what is Rav Shimon bar Yochai's Talmidim ask him? Why were the Bnei Yisrael, why were they subject to Haman's decree? What did they do wrong? Shenenu misudah shel shalach Achashveiros, shaloso Rasha. They had took part and had pleasure in the Su'uda of Achashveiros. So it says, Vahim me'Achashveiros, asa mishteh. So it is right afterwards. The whole thing started with the mishteh, which then led into Haman. Says the Gemara Baksiv. So these are all 10 bad Vayehis. Vahaksiv, but there are some good ones. Vahiba Yom Hashmini. Vitanya Oso Hayom Haisa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On that day, Yom Hashmini, the first of the Chanukah HaMishkan, there was Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Yom Shenivribu Shamayim Vaaretz. How do you know that? Ksiv Hach Vahiba Yom Hashmini. Viksiv Hasam Vayehi Erev Vayehi Voker Yom Echad. So it's just like by Sepratius. So there, this is a good Vayehi. Where it says, no, Hashachim, not the Vaviyu. Well, it's a purely good, right? The death of Avram's sons. What about when they built the Beis HaMikdash? It says, 480 years after Yitzchak Mitzrayim, they built the Beis HaMikdash. When Yaakov saw Rachel for the first time. All the Vayihis by Maisa Bracious. So what do you mean? So Vayihi could be good also. So Amar Avashi. Vayhi might mean either. Vayhi bimei, ainu ela lashon tsar. Vayhi bimei is a lashon of tsar. Chamisha vayhi bimei have. There are five vayhi bimeis. Vayhi bimei achas beirosh, vayhi bimei shvarah shoftim, vayhi bimei amrafel, vayhi bimei achas, vayhi bimei yehoyakim. Those are the five vayhis. There is a great gra. Again, you read this Gemara, so it's only vayhi bimei. But the Gemara still says, vayhi is generally a lashon of negative, and vihaya is a lashon of simcha. So what's the message? So says the Gra, I've quoted this before, an amazing thought. He says, Yehi is future tense. Vayehi makes the future into a past. Vavahipach. And it was. Vayehi. Yehi is future, vayehi. So why is that negative? When I take everything that's so promising in the future, and I schlep it back into the past, and I say, forget my future, I'm not going to accomplish anything, because of what I've done already, and everything that I am up until now, that's a lushen sar. I don't realize what I have. Vahaya, what's haya? Haya is past tense. Vihaya im shamoa. And it will be. It takes my past and makes it into a future. I take everything that I have and I say, I'm going to create an unbelievable future with what I have. That's lashon simcha. That's vihaya. Because it took the vavahipach that makes the avar into the asid. And vayehi is the opposite, says the gra. Okay, we continue about the 10th Y line. V'yom Rabbi Levi. Other drashas of Rabbi Levi on Psukim. Dover ze misores biyadenu me'avosenu. This is a misora that we have. Amotz va'amatzia achim havi. Amots, the father of Yeshayo, and Amatzia are, was the king of Yehuda, were brothers. My Kamashlan, why do we need to know this? Kihad Amar Shomanachmeni, Amar Bionasan. Kol Kalashit Snua Bebes Chamecha, any daughter-in-law that is Sanua in her father-in-law's house, Zocheb Yotzin Mimena, Milachim Vinevim, will go out from her, amazing, kings and prophets. Minalan mi Tamar, you know this from Tamar, Dechsiv, she was Snua in the base Yehuda. Vayir Eha Yehuda, Vayach Sheveh, Zona, Yehuda sees her and she thinks she is a Zona. Ki chisasa paneha, because she covered her face. End of the pasuk. Mishum dechisa paneha v'achshvel a Zona, because she covered her face? Because she's Sanua. He thought she was a Zona? Ela mishum no. Dechisa paneha v'ves chamiya, because she had covered her face when she was around Yehuda. V'lavi yadala. And he didn't know her. Zachza v'yatzman malachim and neviim. Therefore, she was zocha to have malachim and neviim come out of her. Malachim mi David, neviim. Damar biyal Levi. Mesaras biyal Dani avaseinu. Amot v'amatzia achim havi. Amot Yishayo was a navi that came out of her, and because Amatzia was a king of David, Malchus Beis Yehuda. Achim harayu dechsiv chazon Yishayahu ben Amot. So that is a Rabbi Levi and Mesaras biyal Dani. The Mefarshim talk about the Ben Yehoyada here. What is the Mida Kenegan Mida about being Sanua Bebeis Chameah? The Ben Yoyada says, if somebody, a woman is Sanua Bebeis Chameah, her whole purpose is to prevent Michshol from other people. So too, the job of a Melech is to remove Michsholim and do Chesed to the nation. Right? So the Ben Yoyada said this Mida, Amida Kenegan Mida. The Maharal writes in one place, in Mesechta Sota, where this comes up on Daf Yud, that she keeps herself separate. Sanua bebeis chameha. So too, a king and a navi are separated from the rest of the am. Vayter v'am Rabbi Levi, davar zeh mesaras biyadeinu miavoseinu, makom ha'aron eina min amida. The place of the aron is not min amida, doesn't take up any space. Eina min amida. Tani nam yachi aron abraisa, aron sha'asa moshi ishlo, eser amos chalruach. It was 10 amos around. Viksiv vilofnei hadvir esrim ama orech. And in front of the dvir, in front of the heichal, the Kodesh Kodashim was 20 amos in length. Viktiv, kanaf akrufo echad eser amos. Kanaf akrufo echad eser amos. It should be full in there, in the Kodesh Kodashim. Aron gufa echahave. It was more than full. Havikoi, where was it? El Ashramina b'nei Sahaya Omid. It didn't take up any space. That was the amazing thing. The Magalias Ashasi, it quotes Reb Chaim. You wouldn't think they would be quoting Reb Chaim. And you wouldn't think Reb Chaim would say the following thought, but they quoted the affirm Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim said, we know, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, so the Rambam quotes it, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, there are three Kesarim, Kesar Kahuna, Kesar Malchus, and Kesar Torah. And the first two are already taken. They're already muhsak. Kesar Torah is munach lakol, whoever wants to take it. So says the says Reb Chaim, the first two are exclusionary. If one person is a Kohen, like Aaron a Kohen, so then nobody else can be a Kohen. If David HaMelech is the king, then no other family can be the king. Torah, just because I get it, doesn't mean that you can't get it. We could both get it. That's what the Mishnah means, and the Rambam means. It's munach lakol. Whoever wants to come and take it, come and take it. So maybe that's a deeper idea of also, the Torah is einam in amida. It's not an amida that it's measured and limited, and then once it's taken, and it's off for everyone else. No, there's enough Torah to go around for everybody. And therefore, that's what Moshe said. Moshe said to Yeshua, when Yeshua was upset that Eldad Amida was still b'stav b'machaneh, halavai everybody should be Nevi'im. Halavai everybody should be Nevi'im. Right, and therefore, that's a little drush from Reb Chaim about Aron not min hamita. Okay, now we get to a number of Amoraim who, whenever they started giving shir on Inyanim of Purim and Megillas Esther, they started based on a pasuk in Navi. The Pnei Yeshua here has a very, very important comment where he says that the reason that the Amoraim always, the reason that the Amoraim always did this was relating to the Gemara that we had on Daf Zayin, that there was a controversy whether Esther should even get into Tanakh. And therefore, we have Psukim there based on a pasuk of Shilei Shim and Velo Ribeim, so we fit it in. But all these Amoraim also felt the need to show the remez of Megillas Esther in Tanakh, and that's why they all started with a couple of Psukim and Ramazim from Tanakh. So let's see the first couple of them today. Rabbi Yonasan pasach lai pischa lai parsha samihacha. Rabbi Yonasan started with the following. V'kamti a pasuk in Yeshayo. V'kamti aleihem v'chula. V'chrati l'bavel shemu sha'ar v'nin v'nechanum Hashem. I will cut off from Bavel. Shem, Ushar, Nin, Veneched, right? All of these. So what do each of these refer to? Shem, Zeaksav. Their script is going to become extinct. Shaar, Zelashon, their language. Nin, Zemalchus, the kingdom. Neched, Zuvashti. So Nin, Veneched, that's Vashti. So that's what that pasuk alludes to, the whole Purim story. I saw in the Chashuke Chemed, Rav Zilberstein quotes, somebody gave a Hanukkah gift to all of his grandchildren. And he sends to his children, please give this to all of the grandchildren. And one of the grandchildren has two kids. So he has two great-grandchildren. So can we assume that the grandfather, and who is also the great-grandfather, had the great-grandchildren in mind? When you say nechadim, do you also include ninim or not? So he quotes, well, if you look in Psukim, Pashas, they would not be included. Like it says, by Yaakov Avinu, when he made the promise, he says, linini ulenechdi, and also this pasuk, right? Nin is this, and nechad is this. Then he says, Tashas, here you go by Lashem B'nei Adam. When people say, give to my grandchildren, they probably mean their great-grandchildren also. Good. Rav Shul Bar Nachmani Pasach L'Piskolai Parshas Amehacha, he started with this pasuk. Tachas HaNa'atzutz. Instead of the thorn, Ya'ala Barosh, a beautiful cypress will grow. V'tachas HaSirbad Ya'ala Hadas. What does that refer to? Tachas HaNa'atzutz, Tachas Haman HaRasha, Sh'asa Atzmo Avodah Zara, in the place of Haman, who made himself avodah zara, dechsiv, uvachol ha-na'atzutzim, uvachol ha-na'alolim, ya'al v'rosh. What's that? Is that Mordechai? Shenikra rosh l'chol ha-bisamim. Mordechai is the head of all the spices. Shene'amar v'atach kach l'chol ha-bisamim rosh mar deror. As the Gemara says in Chulin, that's a remez. Umetargaminan mare dachi. So in place of Haman comes Mordechai. Tachas ha-sirpad, tachas vashti, harisha, bas benosha, Nebuchadnezzar harasha, the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, shesaraf refidas beis Hashem, which burned the beis HaMikdash, right, for refidas, that's sirpad, dechsiv refidas ozahav, yala hadas, zu Esther asadekes, claim Esther, shenikres hadasa, shenemar vayhi omenas hadasa, v'hayal Hashem l'shem, zu mikra megillah, to remember, la'os olam l'ikareis, Elu Yimei HaPurim. And some of the Achronim point out that the ultimate Kiddush Hashem is not only when the Rishayim are defeated, but when the Tzaddikim go in place of the Rishayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Pasach LaPischa, Ba'ai Parshas LaMehacha. So he said, well, we'll do one more. He started this year with the following, V'haya Ka'asher Sasa Hashem Aleichem Leitiv Eschem, Pasach in Kisavo. Like Hashem is happy when he does good to you, Ken Yasis Lahara Eschem. So too, when he does evil, U'michadi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'palasin Shal Rishayim, is Hashem really happy? When Rishayim, downfall of Rishayim, V'aksiv, B'seis Lefnei HaChalutz V'omrim, Hodul Hashem, Kili Olam Chasto, V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, Mepnei Ma'alo Ne'mar, Kitov Bodazu. Why does it say Hodul Hashem without the Kitov? Lefishin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Samech, B'Pabalasin Shal Rishayim, because Hashem is not happy about that. Similarly, V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idichsiv, V'lekarav Zeh Alzeh Kol HaLayla, we know this, Bikshu Malachi Asher Zlomar Shira, the Malachim wanted to say Shira, Akrias Yamsuf, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Masayadi Tovim Bayam, V'atim Omar Shira, you can't say Shira. That's why we don't say Hallel on the seventh day of Pesach. Right, it's a question the Achronim asked, what about we said Az Yashir? But that might be because we went through it. Amar Rabbi Lazar, so what's the answer? How is it that Hashem is happy? Who enosas aval achira mesis? He is not happy, but he makes others, our enemies, happy when they defeat us. V'dekanami dechsiv ken yasis v'oksiv yasus. Shvamina, yasis is a causing and not a happy himself. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue the next one. B'dashem, the next time.